I want to acknowledge a few people first. As you might imagine or might know, I got a few comments and suggestions along the way about what we might want to do here, and many of them I actually listened to. But I did rely regularly on a variety of people, and I want to acknowledge them. Some are here today, some aren't. Of course, from the University Administration, President Gutman, Provost Price, Executive Vice President Carnaroli, our basketball board headed up by Rick Rockwell and Amy Tarr. We used an advisory group, people who I picked their mind quite often and listened to and operated as a kind of a clearinghouse for alumni thoughts. And that consisted of Harry Rosenberg, Ed Stefanski, Bruce Lefkowitz, Scott Kegler, and Jeff Schiffner. And of course, on our staff, the person who really oversees our basketball programs, our senior associate director, Mary DeStanislow. Why I like Jerome Allen? First point is, when I sat with Jerome back in December and asked him to consider taking over the head coaching position, I stressed to him that, Jerome, this is an interim position. It's going to last until the season's over. And during that time, I really want you to concentrate on a few things that I think are really important to bringing our basketball program forward. And Jerome basically ignored me from that moment forward. He operated from day one as he was the head coach. He wasn't the interim coach. He was going to be the head coach. And he did take care of all those things I asked him to do and so much more. So the number one trait about Jerome is he's a confident person, and I like that about him. The second part was when we actually did get into the search, and I explained to him what the process would be, and then I said this was more or less in February, and I mentioned to him that there were a lot of people interested in this job, and the feeling in the basketball community is that to be the head coach at Penn men's basketball is an honor, and it's a privilege, and it's something that carries a lot of respect. And I told them the competition was going to be strong and fierce, and I was committed to a full search. And his response to me was that I want the job, but I respect competition. And I know you'll do what you need to do to get the best person. And if I am that best person, that's great. And if not, I will support that candidate and I will support Penn basketball. And that told me at that point that Jerome had other qualities, and the one that really I got out of that conversation was humility. And this is somebody that wanted to win the job. And I know there were people who said, you know, why didn't you hire Jerome earlier? Or why didn't you hire Jerome after we beat Cornell? Or, you know, why not anoint him? And that's not what competition is about. Competition is winning and learning from it. And Jerome understands competition. And while we're here to win, sometimes you grow and sometimes you become better by the act of actually competing for something. And Jerome, if nothing else, is a competitor. And then when it came down to another quality that was most important and probably the one that I took the most time examining and thinking about, and that was experience. And in today's world, and working with 19 and 20-year-olds, defining what experience means is different than it might have been certainly generations ago or even years ago. And I know people pointed out that Jerome had only been a head coach for a while, and that's true. And I think Jerome will be a better head coach and 2 years or 3 years than he is today, just like all of us are better in what we do with experience. But what people sometimes didn't recognize or appreciate as much is Jerome has lots of experience. He has a lifetime worth of experience, and the experiences that he brings to the basketball floor, I think, are going to support and mentor young men better than the amount of time that he could have sat behind a bench. Now, that wouldn't have been good enough if Jerome doesn't understand basketball and didn't appreciate recruiting and doesn't know X's and O's. And we talked a lot about that. We would have sessions talking about organizing a basketball program and recruiting strategies, and, you know, to the point of how to get the ball in bounds when you're up by a couple of points with a minute left to go in a game. And I got to tell you, I know a lot of people in basketball. Jerome understands the game as much as anybody I've been with. He was the kind of person who learned the game as he was being taught, and learn the game as a player. Once it got to the point that I had no doubt in my mind that he had not only the lifetime worth of experience to spread to the young men that he's going to be coaching, but the game experiences, because in the end, it is about winning and it is about being successful. That was a confidence for me and something that really was important. And then last but not least, the trait, probably the final trait, is I like his wardrobe. I like the way he looks. He's a good-looking guy. He represents the school well. I have no doubt in my mind that he is going to be a great ambassador for Penn basketball, for the athletic department, for the university. He's going to bond with our alumni. He's going to bond with students on campus. He's a great Pennsylvanian, and I think his best days are ahead of him. So it's a privilege for me and really something that makes me feel great to introduce the new John R. Rockwell, head coach of men's basketball, Jerome Allen.